track and then a brand new single, which we played exclusively the other night. Two songs into a forthcoming new album, but no interviews. We weren't going to put any pressure on them. It was fine. We figured we'd get them when the time is right. But then a fan stepped in and magic happened. Our old friend Nikolai, eh?
Hey, what's up, Zane?
How are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Ladies and gentlemen, as if you didn't know from that rich, rewarding baritone on the other end of the phone, we have professional musician, semi-professional magician, one-time forward for the New York Knicks under-16s, Mr. Nikolai Frecha on the phone. Hey, we have a fan to thank for this interview, I think. I think credit where credit is due. The magic of Twitter made this happen.
Absolutely. It's a shout-out to Nicole Diaz. She asked for it, and she got it.
She got it. So let's talk about the return of the Strokes, and what can you tell us about the starting of this record? When did you guys begin it, and just paint a picture for us as to how Come Down Machine came about?
It was a little while, and it was kind of touch and go here and there, and we finished not too long ago in New York at Electric Lady.
Nice.
And another boring recording story, but yeah.
I'm sure I can squeeze something more out of this recording story. How many songs did you guys have to put towards the record in the end?
I think 10 or 11, and I mean, there's still stuff floating around. There's things that we have, and we just went in and did it, and if you don't do that, it doesn't happen. This is what came out.
I think last time on the record, it was pretty established that you guys kind of made elements of the record as a band, and then Julian came in later on and contributed vocals. And was it different this time around? Did you guys get together in the room and hammer out the songs, or how did this album take shape?
It was kind of mostly all done together at Electric Lady for the most part, and it was kind of all five of us going back and forth and just hashing out an album like the good old days.
Yeah, man. Well, it sounds, you know, really rewarding and to listen to and very natural. I think from a fan's point of view, it definitely, you can tell listening to this album that you guys, you know, found the chemistry when you were writing the songs together as an entire group, as five people, I think.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
So talk about Electric Ladyland, because it's a famous studio in New York City and you probably could have picked anywhere to go and make a record. Why did you decide, apart from being in New York, I mean, was there any other reason why you chose that particular place?
Well, it's a legendary studio, and it's not far from all of us, so except for Nick, who lives in L.A., but, you know, he came out made the trip out to record. And it's the engineer there is really cool, and the studio is it's a great space, and it's a lot of fun to record in.
Really nice surprise for fans, I think, not because there was any doubt there'd be another one, but because it's happened relatively quickly. If you think about Angles coming out in 2011, you know, we're barely 2 years into the cycle, we have a new Strokes record. What was the sort of starting point? What was the impetus of beginning this record? Because, you know, once you guys got off tour, we weren't sure what was going to happen.
I think we were just, we got off tour and we were all in New York, and we had these songs, you know, some were left over from the other albums, some were new, and we just had all this stuff to work on, and we tested it out. We rehearsed at Electric Lady in a smaller studio, and it was working, so we just went with it.
Do you like being in the studio personally as a bass player and a musician?
Yeah, I love being in the studio. I love touring. I love doing everything.
Well, you mentioned touring, and I was wondering, you know, if you guys had started to have discussions about live shows and how you might approach playing this record on the road.
I don't know.
It took us approximately 6 minutes to get to a point of impasse, and you've been so forthcoming and cool. I mean, I know that you know, these are these are conversations that are obviously ongoing, and I'm not going to press you, but let me ask you personally, would you like to tour personally?
I would love to, yes.
Good answer. Thank you. Let's just talk a little bit about music in general at the moment and how it's sort of discovered and how people feel about it. And I know that you're someone who likes new music and you know, do you sort of like have various points where you find records? Do you have websites and stuff that you check out regularly? Do you utilize the internet to discover new music, or do you have a local record store? How do you tend to find it, Nikolai?
It's mainly online, you know, a lot of cool websites that, you know, that talk about music. And I do actually walk down to the local record shop on Baker Street sometimes. And there's a lot of ways to find out.
The brand new album is called Come Down Machine, and it's out on the 25th of March on Rough Trade Recordings. And, you know, you kept that one a secret. I think it was really nicely handled too. You know, must have been actually really rewarding as well, Nikolai, to know that when the news came out about a new album, the anticipation wasn't overwhelming like it's been in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny now that new music doesn't feel as natural as it used to. But, you know, now for us, I think it is posting it when we're ready, and I think that's kind of the way it should be done.
As five people who have made this record together in the studio, before I let you go, I think it'd be really, like, you know, important to ask on behalf of the fans and stuff, you know, that the mood in the band, having been through a really collective writing and recording experience, do you guys feel as strong as ever right now or than ever before?
Yeah, that's tough, you know. When you make music, I don't know, you never really, you go up and down. I don't know, sometimes you feel strong, sometimes you feel scared. Mm-hmm. And right now, yeah, we just finished the album, and I feel good about it, and I feel good about the, you know, the atmosphere in the band, and, you know, hopefully it continues.